COPT4G radio station. Readings from the second Deuterocanonical books.
The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 6. Wisdom is better than power, and a prudent man is better than a powerful one. Therefore hear, O kings, and understand. Learn, you judges of the ends of the earth. Listen closely, you who hold the attention of the crowds, and who please yourselves by disturbing the nations. For power has been given to you from the Lord, and strength from the Most High, who will examine your works and scrutinize your thoughts. For when you were ministers of his kingdom, you did not judge correctly, nor keep the law of justice, nor walk according to the will of God. Horribly and quickly he will appear to you, because he will make a severe judgment for those who are in charge. For to the little great mercy is granted, but the powerful will endure powerful torment. For the Lord will not exempt anyone's character, nor will he stand in awe of anyone's greatness, because he himself made the little and the great, and he is equally concerned for everyone. But a powerful torture pursues the powerful. Therefore, O kings, these my words are for you, so that you may learn wisdom and not perish. For those who have justly preserved justice will be justified, and those who have learned these things will find what to answer. Therefore desire my words, love them, and you will have instruction. Wisdom is pure and never fades away, and is easily seen by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She anticipates those who desire her, so that she first reveals herself to them. Whoever awakens early to seek her will not labor, for he will find her sitting at his door. Therefore, by thinking about her, understanding is perfected, and whoever remains watchful for her will quickly be secure. For she goes about seeking such as are worthy of her, and she reveals herself to them cheerfully in the ways, and meets them with all foresight. For the very true beginning of her is the desire for instruction. Therefore, the zeal for instruction is love, and love is the keeping of her laws, and the keeping of her laws is the perfection of incorruptibility, while incorruptibility makes us near to God. And so, the desire for wisdom leads to an everlasting kingdom. If therefore your delight is in thrones and scepters, O kings of the people, love wisdom, so that you may reign forever. Love the light of wisdom, all you who lead the peoples. But what wisdom is, and how she was made, I will report. And I will not hide the mysteries of God from you, but I will investigate her from the beginning of her birth, and I will place the knowledge of her in the light, and will not pass over the truth. Neither will I hold to the path that dwindles away with envy, because such a man will not partake in wisdom. For the proliferation of the wise is sanity for the world, and a wise king is the mainstay of the people. Therefore receive instruction by my words, and it will benefit you.
And glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.